We saw yesterday in Reish Lambeis that a person's not allowed to start certain pursuits that might be involved. You're not allowed to do that before you daven mincha. Once it gets close to mincha time, you're not allowed to do these things. We saw various things. So there's two questions. One is, what's mincha and what's close to mincha? So the Mechaber's first opinion is what we call Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola is the earliest time you could daven Mincha, which is a half an hour after midday. Are we talking about the Sesrei Chatzos is midday? So this time of year, it's approximately 1 o'clock. So you could daven Mincha, let's say, at 1:30. It's a little later than that, but let's say, just for argument's sake. So next to that time would be a half an hour before. So in other words, you would not be allowed to do anything that would be involved once it gets to midday. Once it gets to the halachic midday, then you can't do anything that would be involved. So what's involved? So again, the Mechaber said even a small meal, like a small meal, you just sit down and wash, make hamotzi. So Sudas Kol Adam, the Mishnah Berurah explains. So you're not allowed to do that according to this first opinion, once it gets that time. So that, you have to realize what that means. So basically from midday on, if you want to wash and make almotzi, that's out, according to this opinion. Until you daven. And then we talked about what happens if you started, so you don't have to stop, as long as there's enough time. Good. And the last thing we talked about is Dayanim wearing a hat. Okay, we talked about that. So let's look at the Ramah. So that's the first opinion. Let's look at the Ramah. And the Ramah says, V'yesh cholkim, some disagree. V'yesh cholkim, some disagree. And they say, the Sfirlahu de Suda Katana Mutter Afilu Ve'eno Osir Rak Sudas Nisuino Milo. Second opinion says no. The only thing that's Osir is they hold that if it's a small meal, even if it's after midday and it's already time, you could daven Mincha, so it's okay. You could eat that. Ve'eno Osir, the only thing that's Osir that for you to start eating at a time when you could daven mincha, and also brak sudas nusuin ol milo. The only thing that you're not allowed to eat at a mincha time when you could daven mincha is only a wedding meal, a chasana, or a bris, or something like that. Mishnah Berurah says, or pidyon haben, we had that. So Mishnah Berurah says, the idea is shiyesham harbe b'nei adam misubim yachad. There's a lot of people eating together. So you know what happens when you get a large crowd? You know, they start schmoozing and, you know, their speeches. And, you know, like, who knows how long this is going to take. So according to this opinion, it's only a meal like that, turn the page, that's what you're not allowed to have when it's mincha time. You might have noticed. Now again, we're going to see that this applies not just by mincha, but any tefillah. So you ever notice you go to a wedding? Wedding's over, so you want to go eat, right? What happens? The men disappear. Right? Dav Mariv, Dav Mincha, Dav Mariv, depends on when the wedding is. Why? Here it is. This is it. You can't go eat yet. Why? Because we're scared. You know, you're going to sit down, you're going to eat, and then there's a dance, and then there's a second dance, and there's a third dance, and a fourth dance, and a fifth dance, and a mitzvah dance, and then, you know, God gives up. Right? Who knows what? Right? So what happened to Mincha? Or what happened to Mariv? Right? So that's this opinion. V'yeshonim. Another opinion is, third opinion says, no, even that's okay. Even a chasen is okay. Even a wedding meal is okay if it's next to mincha gedola. Meaning, let's say it was an early afternoon wedding, and let's say it's summertime, so it's not going to be sunset till who knows when, right? Till 8 o'clock. And the chasen is at 1. So according to the third opinion, the question would be after the chuppah, it's already time to daven mincha. So should the men disappear afterwards and daven mincha? So according to the third opinion says, no, since there's plenty of time, even though it's an involved big meal, since it's next to Mincha Gedola, since it's at the early time for Mincha, that would be okay. Right? And the Yeshorim, a third opinion says, the Suda Ketana, excuse me, fourth opinion says, the Yeshorim, the Suda Ketana, afilu somach l'mincha ketana shari. Fourth opinion says that if you have a small meal, in other words, like a regular meal, not a chasid meal, okay? Let's say it's mincha ketana. Now, we talked about mincha gedola before. Mincha gedola is the earliest time you get down. Mincha, it's half an hour after chatzos. Mincha ketana is a different time. It's at the beginning of the 10th hour, right? The day has 12 relative hours. So you're getting towards the end of the day. We're at the beginning of the 10th hour. That's called Mincha Gedola. That's, according to many, the time you should really daven Mincha. That's the 10th hour, approximately 2 hours before sunset. So that's the time you should daven Mincha. So this fourth opinion says that even though it's late, it's only 2 hours before Shkia, it's 2 hours before sunset, this fourth opinion says that you can have a small meal. In other words, a regular meal, like you sit down and wash at home, even though you wash and have a sandwich or whatever it is. According to this fourth opinion, that would be okay. Okay, so now we got third and fourth opinion. The Yesh Omer we just saw says a big meal, if you do it early, that's okay, as long as you do it early. And the fourth opinion says a small meal, even late, is okay. Okay, let's just do a little bit of Ramah, it's getting a little. V'nagu, and the Ramah says the custom is lahaka kashtei asvaros. The custom is that we're lenient like this last two opinions put together. So Mitzvah Shem, it's getting late, so we'll see how we merge those two opinions together. Again, we'll see, like, what do we do and what's some more angles in this. Bli Neder, we'll pick this up, hopefully, tomorrow, Bli Neder. Okay?